Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and today I want to share with you the few minutes that I have God's Word, and I pray that it will encourage your hearts. But right now I'd like to pray with you. Father, I know there are many people on the sound of my voice with great needs. There are people on the sound of my voice that are not born again, and if you don't save their soul, if they don't cry for repentance, they're going to end up in a devil's hell. I pray today that, God, you convict them in your love and mercy, draw them unto salvation, give them revelation knowledge that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. There are not many ways, there's not many gods, it's only one. And, Lord, today, make that real in the life. Make them to know that they must be born again. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, and we pray a special now for our country that you bring salvation and deliverance and protection into our land. Bless our leaders and give them wisdom which to lead us, we pray, and we ask for mercy and grace over America. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. My husband was talking to a truck driver one time and telling him he needed to get in church and get in God's Word, and the truck driver said, "I don't have time for church. I got to get out here and make money." And my husband told him, said, "Listen, money is not the answer to everything." He said, "Money is good, but you can't let money get you. If money dominates your life, it'll destroy you. The love of money is the root of all evil." And my husband explained that, and the truck driver said something I'll never forget. He looked back at my husband after he told him he didn't have time for God. He said, "Well, I can just be miserable in a better part of town." He said, "I can just be miserable in a better part of town." And I thought about that so much. That's the way some of you are. You just upscaling, and all you doing is just being miserable in a better part of town. You are miserable when you were in the lower side. Now you're on the moving on up. You're still miserable. You're just miserable in a better part of town. Money can't buy you happiness. Fame and fortune can't buy you happiness. The Bible says in Matthew 4:4, it says, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. See, God's Word can produce bread, but bread can't produce God's Word. We get it backwards. The Bible tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. I know people that have worked their whole lives to gain great bank accounts, and that's nothing wrong with wanting to have good things for your family. But when you don't have time for God, and all you think about is just making one more diamond dollar, and you don't have time for your family or your children, all you are is just miserable in a better car, miserable in finer clothes, miserable in a better part of town. You're just miserable. And let me tell you something. I know a lot of miserable poor people, too. I don't care if you're rich. I don't care if you're poor. If you don't have time for God, you're in a miserable state. And to know that God feeds the sparrows and God clothes the lilies of the field, God takes care of them, and He said, "How much more? How much more do I love you? How much more will I care for you?" We limit God, and we put limitations on Him, thinking that we got to be in charge. You're not in charge. Let me tell you something. In one heartbeat, in one breath, your life can change for time and eternity. It'll never be the same. In one heartbeat, in one breath, your life can change for time and eternity. Don't put God off. Don't keep waiting. Don't let material possessions, don't let friendships, don't let fame and fortune separate you from true treasure. And the true treasure, the everlasting treasure, is your faith in God. Call on Him today while you still can. Call on Him today while you still have a mind and a heart to serve Him. There may come a day that you can't think like you do now. There come a time you might want to give your heart to the Lord, but you can't. Oh, don't put Him off. This is a serious matter today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you must turn around town. Don't be miserable in a better part of town, but let Jesus bless you. Let Him take care of you. Let Him love you. He wants to bless you. He wants to take care of you, and He wants to give you joy. God bless you today, and I want to thank you for listening into the broadcast. Keep me in your prayers as I pray for you. And remember, God is faithful, and we don't have any problems. All we need is faith in God. Look to Him, for He is the author and the finisher of our faith.